I'm here doing some pull tab investing with Miles. He is furiously.
We reinvested our winnings, Charlie. We won $27 on the last round.
That's a good haul for us. So Miles is the kind of guy that just yanks them all. Very impatient. Me, I like to go one pull at a time, one tab pull at a time. Some people say, Charlie, that's how serial killers do pull tabs. And to that I say, that's not nice. But anyways.
Charlie, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
What's going on with your shirt?
Really? I tried to dress it up for you? First of all, this shirt, I want to tell you the story behind the shirt. First of all, you're an ass for making fun of my shirt. It's not nice.
I just asked what's going on.
Yeah, you didn't ask what's going on with any other shirt. I go a little bit outside the box, Miles, and now all of a sudden it's an issue. This shirt is from Old Navy. I've had it since I was like 16.
No.
Yeah, look at the tag. Look at the tag.
I can't believe you've had this shirt since you were 16. Yeah, it is.
My mom sewed it up before. It's a little tight, but
I was going to say, I don't think you're a medium anymore.
Okay, should I change shirts? I'm going to change shirts.
No, do not. You got to own it.
No,
you got to own it.
Now you're just going to make fun of me the entire podcast, which I'm not. You know, I knew I knew that's what I get for being fashionable on the Bellied Up podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called a madras. That's the style of the cut, if you will, right? Is that right, fellas?
You know what I like, Charlie?
Madras.
All I got to do is ask you one question and get you all worked up.
You know what, Miles? I won a dollar. I won a dollar.
I got three right here.
Lame.
Yeah, I just was wondering because it didn't look like you recently bought it. Was all I was asking.
Oh, okay.
About
it. So it's not that it's stylish, it's that it's old.
Yeah.
That's what you're
trying. Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Well, maybe it's stylistically worn, you know?
So, but my question is why do you still have that shirt? And two, why did you bring it today?
One, because the shirt's still good, still fits. Some people say, hey, that looks nice. And I've had enough people say, hey, that looks nice, that I keep wearing it. Now, I'm starting to think that they're being sarcastic.
No, what threw me off guard is you usually don't dress up for this podcast, and you're looking fresh.
Well, it's the last time I dress up for you, Miles. It's really not nice of you. Well, anyways, thank you for telling me I look fresh. I feel fresh. Should I unbutton it so the shirt underneath
is? Well, I wish you would just go raw dog underneath it. You're always wearing a shirt under those buttons. We want to see some taco meat coming out the top of that thing.
Okay. Give me a minute.
Okay. Well, guys, welcome to another episode of the Bellied Up podcast. Charlie's going to let's show some skin here as we get into this podcast. We are live here at the, kind of live at Dale Z's here. I'm sure at some point Charlie will bring up the hot nuts, and that's kind of how today's going. We'll see if we can get one more tequila shot in him, but we'll see. Oh, there we go. Yeah, now he's looking like an Abercrombie model. Look at that. Yeah, I like that look on you.
See, I told you it would look nice.
So all it takes to get Charlie to take his clothes off is just bully him a little bit.
You want to touch the taco meat? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now my mic smells. So, Charlie, No. One more. One more for the folks
at home. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Give them what they want, baby.
Now you look like a movie star.
Now we're cooking.
Does he
with
not
gas.
Look like a movie star now?
Yeah.
You look like Ashton Kutcher now.
Thanks, dude. I like that. Do you like hat forwards or backwards?
I like it forward.
Forward?
Yeah, it's a good look you got going on.
Let me look. I want to look at myself here. See how cool I look.
Ashton Kutcher in the flesh here.
Yeah, I'm looking pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that Charlie's oozing sex appeal here at Dale's.
Dale Z's, baby.
Dale Z's. You ready to jump right in, take some callers,
yeah,
unless you got something else you want to talk about.
No, let's cook with gas, baby.
Feeling good. Let's take some callers.
All right.
Hi, who do we got on the line?
Hi, this is Jane.
Hey, Jane. How you doing?
I'm good.
Where are you calling in from, Jane?
I'm calling from Boston.
Boston, nice.
How are the lobsters out there?
This isn't lobster season, but they're still better probably here than out there.
Yeah.
Follow-up question, how's the tea out there in Boston?
So, interesting fact, in Boston this year is the 250th anniversary, and they're doing a big celebration to throw more tea into the harbor.
They're going
to
throw tea into the harbor?
Man.
That seems a little bit like a waste of tea, but I get it. You know, all in the name of America, right?
I think it draws in the tourism.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, whatever brings them in. Those fish are going to be zipping around there if you give them that Earl Grey, you know? They're going to be all caffeined up.
Yep. Well, Jay, why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind.
Sounds good. So I have two questions, but my first one is to ask your advice on how to get out of a Midwest goodbye with my dad.
Uh-oh. So Midwest goodbye is always a tough one to get out of, and we have our steps for that, which we're happy to tell you. But be more specific on your dad. What does he do? What's his thing?
He's definitely one of those people. So I live out here in Boston. My dad lives in Iowa. He's from Iowa. So I don't get to see him that often, but we'll talk on the phone. And when we talk on the phone, he's one of those guys that does the, I'm going to let you get off the phone now. But then he keeps talking.
Well, this is great, because the Midwest goodbye in person is a little bit different than the Midwest goodbye on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this is a unique situation. So we're glad you called in.
Thanks. Do you have any advice or suggestions?
I think we're going to start off. Let's start off with a little role playing. Okay. So I'm you.
Okay.
We have to know kind of exactly what your dad's tactic is. So I'm going to play you and you play your dad. Okay. And you kind of just imitate what your dad does.
I'll try.
Okay, well, Dad, that's great. I'm actually going to get running here, so unless there's anything else.
Oh, well, I know that it's, you know, a little bit later there than it is here, so I'm going to let you go. But, you know, next time we talk, I'm going to tell you I have big news.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, do you want to tell me now, or?
Well, I mean, you know, I know you have better things to do than talk to your dad, but, you know, I have things going on around here, too, that are, you know, pretty important to me.
Oh, Dad, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude. No, what's going on?
Well, you know, after talking about it for the past 10 years, finally got some quotes. Gets the roof done.
I don't know what you're upset about. This guy sounds awesome.
He is awesome, but it got so bad a few months ago. He was on the phone for 5 hours.
No.
Whoa, that's an exaggeration.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Who was he on the phone with? You?
With me.
For 5 hours?
Yes. And I love my dad so much. He's a great person, but sometimes I have things to do, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
kudos to you for sticking with it for 5 hours.
What did he have to talk about for 5 hours?
Well, I think during that conversation, we got to the point where he was repeating stories he already said earlier in the same conversation.
Yeah, I've been there.
There's one thing I didn't say that also makes it a little bit, like, my dad's a little sensitive. So he'll also, like, there's been times when I've just been like, Dad, I really have to go. And I hang up. Well, then the next, like, 10 years of calls, I'm like, well, you know, my daughter doesn't have enough time to talk to her dad.
Oh, no. The old guilt trip. That's a classic dad.
Yeah.
Move. Yeah. I feel that. Well,
have you guys had them deal with this?
Yes. Yes. Not that bad.
Mine's not so much my dad as it is my mom. My mom is, I know it's July, but it's never too early to start talking about Christmas plans.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing on Christmas? I don't know. I'll think about that in 5 months.
So here's something you can do. Here's one tactic, okay? Everybody's got that person in their phone call, in their phone book. People are in some ways like dogs, I guess, is a good analogy. I'm not calling people dogs. I'm saying it's an analogy. You got to take them out for a walk every now and again.
Yeah.
So you need to just find these moments, I guess, where, like, let's say you have a car drive coming up. You know, you got a long drive. That's when you're proactively calling them.
Yes.
And then you kind of put a quarter in and let them talk and, you know, let them hit every mailbox on the block. Don't, you know, you can zone out. You got to be driving anyway. Let them do their thing and let them get it out of their system.
Almost view it like you're just listening to a podcast, but it's just your dad talking, you know?
Yeah, that advice, I mean, that's pretty good. And I sometimes try that and it helps if I'm going up to the mountain, because sometimes you lose reception in the mountain.
Yes.
You get disconnected.
That is a veteran move.
He understands that, right? Because we used to live in, like, near the mountains. So he's a little sympathetic to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a cousin to the I'm going through a tunnel. You know, that's a great way to do
it. Well, and plus we have lots of tunnels here in Boston. So we get disconnected from that.
Yeah, do you ever just go into a tunnel and park until it disconnects?
A five-car pileup.
It's pretty bad. It's almost like parking.
Yeah. It's like you take the long route to wherever you're going so you can go through a tunnel. So I got another question for you. Did he end up getting that roof fixed after 10 years of talking about it?
Yeah, he did. He did. That was actually the most recent one. Last time I talked to him, he told me he finally had it done, the work done.
Yeah. Because every dad's got something they've been talking about for 10 years, the project they're gonna do. Is there other projects are still ongoing in conversation?
Oh, yeah. Because then when the guy did the roof, he messed up his antenna. So now it's fixing the antenna.
I love that.
What is there a time when your dad would not want to be on the phone? Does he have a favorite sports team?
Yeah. So I've actually tried that tactic a few times. He never called me in March because of March Madness. And I can usually talk to him for shorter times if there's a Packers game.
There it is. This is how you do it. You call him if it's
every
a noon
Sunday
game
in the fall.
Yeah, if it's a noon game, you call him at 11:45. You give yourself these nice increments. You going out of your way to call him will make him feel like that you're thinking of him. But then he'll break off the call with you. That's what you got to do. And schedule those in. Actually put those on your calendar. Call dad and give it a nice amount of time that you want to talk to him. I think 15 minutes sounds good to touch base with him once a week. You know?
Yeah. And then what you do when you get on that call, you go, hey, dad, I got a bunch of time to chat. I got all afternoon. If you want to sit and chat, let's do this thing. And then he's going to be like, oh, dang it. I can only talk for 15. You're like, well, I really, really tried. So then he doesn't throw that passive aggressive stuff that you don't want to talk for very long in your face.
A warning, though. He may do this. Oh, yeah, the game's about to start. Here, let me put you on speaker.
Yeah.
You know, and then
And
then you're watching the game with him, you know, so.
Yeah,
just know that
he'll be like, oh, do you have it on too?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I wonder what the delay is where I'm at versus where you're at.
Exactly what I was going to say. That's a nice thing because you can even get your TiVo on and just play it like 30 seconds after his. You have your sound on and he's got his sound on. That'll
or
drive him
maybe
nuts.
You can get lucky enough to where yours is ahead of his and then you cheer really loud when good stuff happens before he sees it. He'll hang up real fast.
Yeah.
That could
I haven't tried that, but that sounds like that could be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, two solid tactics for you.
Text your mom and say, hey, pause the TV for 30 seconds. He won't know. And then he'll be behind me and it'll be all good.
Now,
how about having my sister try to call while we're on the phone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's another good tactic.
Yeah, that's a really brave move on her part. How many siblings do you have, and does he do this with all of them?
And I'm the one that he says he likes to talk to the most.
Hold on, you're going through a tunnel. You cut out there. What? How many siblings do you have? Is she pulling the move on us?
She's straight up doing that to us.
Is she driving into the mountains?
We asked one too many questions.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear?
Oh, we can hear you now.
Okay, I'll try not to move around.
Okay.
But, yeah, so he said that he likes, and I think that's because I'm the only one patient enough to stay on the phone with him for, up to 5 hours.
Oh my. Yeah.
You let it go too long one time, and next thing you know, you're the go-to chit-chatter for 5 hours.
This is classic Midwest codependency here, though. This is it's impressive that you did 5 hours. I mean, they have meetings for people, like that, I think it's called Al-Anon or something, You go there and, you learn that you're a codependent or something. I saw it in a movie. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
No? I'd have to watch the movie again. But good for you. I mean, that takes a Midwest person at heart to hang on the phone like that. So I like that you're bringing that out to the East Coast,
My other question is, I moved to Boston 25 years ago. Am I still considered a Midwesterner?
Oh, yeah. It's like being a U.S. citizen. If you're born here, it stays with you. Look, you don't have to ask that question. You're on the phone with your dad for 5 hours. Yeah. You're more Midwest than half the people in the Midwest. Okay, yeah, you might be one of the most Midwest people I ever met.
Yeah, you're letting your game do the talking here.
Yeah.
And sometimes people say, oh, you lived in Boston for so long. I don't know. I can still claim that, but... It sounds like I can.
Yeah, it doesn't show at all. Now, we appreciate you giving a holler on this one now. I think a lot of people will at least get some good tactics from you.
Yeah, it's almost like we started our own support group right here, right now.
I know.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of it. Midwest Goodbyes Anonymous.
Yeah, now I don't feel so bad about talking to my mom for 2 hours because she doubled me with 5 hours.
Yeah,
with her dad. So, yeah, yeah.
It's gonna make everyone else feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, maybe my situation ain't so bad.
Sometimes that's the role that you play.
Misery loves company, Charlie.
Absolutely.
Now, it's great to talk to your parents and all of that, but for 5 hours do you want to talk to anyone for 5 hours? Besides you, Charlie, sorry.
We've been sitting here 5 hours, Jeez Louise. He says, "Would you want to talk to anyone?" And then he looks right at me. Good Lord. Ah, jeez Louise.
Well, I think this is good. Hopefully it helps a little bit. I don't know. I feel like you helped us more than the other way around, but.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, and I'll try some of those sports timing and driving timing tactics and see if. Get the time down a little bit.
Yeah, well, we better let you get going.
Yeah, it's about that time. And have your dad call us.
He'd take up your whole day. He'd take up like 3 podcasts.
I know. We're trying to knock out a few, right in a row. So that'd be great. That'd be great.
Okay. Well, telling folks I said hi.
Okay.
And have a good one.
All right. You too. We'll see you now. Watch for deer.
Thank you.
That's impressive.
The roof thing really actually hit home for me.
Oh, yeah?
So my dad, actually, for the first time, I feel like in his whole life, he paid someone to redo the roof at the lake.
Usually
instead of making me and
it?
My brothers and him do it all.
Oh, man.
I was like, Dad, you have turned over a new leaf. Look at you. And then he always whips out, well, I knew you guys wouldn't help me.
You've done it the past like five different times.
Yeah, we did do the main cab. This is the garage in the back needed done. Now, in my defense, the pitch on this thing, it's like a barn style. So the one side of it, it's like, how am I supposed to? I'm not a pro. I'm not a roofer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, at this point in your life, you know, you got to.
I'm getting old too, Dad.
Yeah, I mean, you might be rolling right off that roof, you know? Yeah,
but maybe that'd be the way I'd want to go.
Rolling off a roof?
Yeah, with my dad and brothers.
You're not going to go that way. You're just going to break your leg. It's going to be very painful.
Yeah, and then maybe I can collect disability or something.
Oh, that's true. You'd probably get out of a lot of future roofing jobs if you did that. Break one leg, you're done with them.
Yeah, break one leg now for the next 40 years.
Broke my leg that one time. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, I got a lot of trauma from the last time. I think I'm going to have to sit this one out, Dad. I'll watch you guys, though. I'll throw you beers.
Well, should we take another caller?
I suppose.
Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who are we chit-chatting with?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, sorry about that. I just walked into Home Depot and you guys picked up, of course.
Oh, that's all right. What are you getting there?
I was getting some air filters for the house.
Oh, yeah. Got to get that fresh air flowing through there.
We know that's not all you're going to pick up. What else are you going to browse for while you're there?
Oh, well, you know, I need a couple little parts of that Milwaukee pack out, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there. See, I knew it wasn't just air filters. So
always a little something, something extra.
Well,
what I said when I left the house is I'm getting there. So.
Yeah, there you go. Smart man. All right. Well, why don't you belly up if you got some time here? Tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, for sure I do. Well, so I am engaged to a fib.
Ah.
And, yeah.
How'd you make that mistake?
I'm an error. she's a traveling nurse, and I live in Arizona. She came down here for a contract and met me, and it's all kind of worked out from there. She ended up moving. Took the fib right out of her.
Okay, so she's no longer a traveling nurse is what you're saying.
Exactly. That was the goal all along, and it ended up working out for me.
Nice. So what are you wondering about?
So basically, we have our wedding planned. It's in June of next year, 2024. And we've been really wanting to go back to the Midwest. I want to move there. She loves it there. So we want to go back, not to Illinois, of course, but, just get back over there. And, we have all this money tied up in this wedding. So it's going to cost us like 30 grand for this wedding. But oof. I'm saying we just take, So I'm saying we just take this money and run and kind of do a little quick elopement and then get our asses out to the Midwest and start our life a little bit quicker instead of having to wait a year here to have the big wedding and do all that.
Well, first question is that what she wants to do?
That's what, look, she's on the fence. Like, we're both kind of on the fence. So obviously what she wants is going to be our final decision, but she's a big fan of you guys. So, I feel like if I can get a different opinion, then we'll see how she thinks about
Charlie,
it.
Charlie, this is a lot of pressure.
This is a lot of pressure.
Do we call off the wedding or do we not?
Oh, I'm calling off the wedding for sure. 30 grand. Here's the thing. You know, you're not going to remember half the people at that wedding. Guarantee you. I got married once and people were like, yeah, remember at your wedding? I was like, in my head, I didn't say this out loud, except now. I was like, I didn't even remember you were at my wedding. I had no idea. You don't remember.
It's like his first cousin. He's like, I don't remember you at my wedding.
Honestly, I don't. Yeah. But you don't remember it. And then it's so much pressure on the day because you got to make your rounds. You got to go see everyone, shake some hands. I say call it off. I say save the money. I mean, it's hot out there in Arizona. Hottest year on record, I think. And, you know, it's only going to get hotter. So get back to the Midwest. Get yourself. put that money in a nice home. I think you'll be a lot happier in the long run.
Yeah, if you're already in Arizona, just drive a few hours north, elope in Las Vegas, and then head on home. Fly right out.
Yeah, and we're not saying you can't do it fancy. Get the Elvis experience there. That's pretty nice, you know? That's
what my parents did.
Yeah, see?
Okay, now that was going to be my next question, though.
It's got precedent.
So with weddings, there is a lot of family involved, and, you know, whether it's right or it's wrong, usually parents have some sort of opinion on the situation, on what the wedding should be like and expectations. But it sounds like maybe your parents are going to be all for them or a cheap, quick wedding. Is that accurate?
Well, I don't know. So I'm kind of like an only child. So my mom, my dad doesn't give a shit. He's got like six kids. He doesn't care. But my mom, you know, she probably wants the big thing. Like, so right now we haven't told anyone that we're even toying with this idea. Everyone knows that we kind of want to move. And everyone's obviously just trying to talk us out of it because they're like, oh, the winter, like, I don't care. Just quit being a pussy. It's fine. But you know, like, as far as the parent thing, like, I think that my parents love us and they will go with whatever we want to do.
What about her parents?
Her dad doesn't care. I mean, he's cool. Her mom passed away a few years ago, unfortunately. So he's kind of like a surfer dude, like, hey, whatever. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with Northern Illinois, but they live in McHenry. So they kind of are just like chilling on the river. Just fibbing it up, just fish tabbing and, you know, hanging out.
I mean, this sounds like an ideal situation.
Yeah.
You might have to do some damage control with your mom, but you can figure that out later, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like I said, I think that she'll be cool. And what we want to do, like, she doesn't want to, like, if we do elope, it won't be a quick thing. Like, she wants to kind of go up to, like, Mount Rainier, or go somewhere crazy and cool, like, for us to elope to, so she doesn't feel like she just kind of gave up her dream wedding for nothing, you know what I mean? Which I'm cool with, because I would much rather spend $5,000 and get a sweet trip out of it than spend 30 and go, you know, an hour away from home just to sweat our asses off in June at a wedding with 100 people that, you know, I don't care. Like, I get drunk with them all the time. Like, if I get drunk with them in a suit, what's the difference?
Well, and that's also a good way to do it is, you know, get the trip, like you're saying. You're making a lot of sense, by the way. And then just throw a little party in your garage for everyone else. Get some cases of...
Yeah, especially once we get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. And, like, if we cut it in the middle, like, so all her family and friends are all... in Illinois, obviously mine's here, but we're kind of thinking, and this is another part of my question, was we're kind of thinking Minnesota. So I didn't know if you guys had good places in mind that are not, it's like, we're big time hunters and fishers, but out in Arizona, that opportunity is super limited. I don't mean to be all over the place, but
no, I mean, there's plenty of cool places in Minnesota. If you're looking,
you really can't go wrong, I don't think.
Yeah.
Especially northern Minnesota. You got a lot of hunting and fishing up there. I mean, that's like where people will take whole fishing trips to go to Lake of the Woods and
Boundary
all that.
Waters. Yeah. Now, you do have to promise me just this. If you're moving to Minnesota, first of all, I'd talk you to Wisconsin. But if that ship has sailed, just don't become a Vikings fan. Can you promise me that?
I will never.
Okay.
I will never. I'm born and raised here. So unfortunately, I have been plagued with Arizona sports teams my whole life. But that's the way it's going to stay. Okay. I will die on the hill.
And something else to consider as well, if you want to just throw a party for all your friends after you guys get married, they kind of want that too.
Yeah.
They don't want to have to dress up and wear a tie and do that whole shebang. They want to just, the only reason why you go to a wedding is to drink and to make fun of stuff at the wedding. So if you can just give them the drinking part of it, I think everyone's going to be pretty on board with this.
Yeah, Miles didn't even wear a tie at his wedding.
No, God, no.
That's how little class he has.
What?
What?
I had a pocket watch, Charlie.
Oh, class. Excuse me. He had a conductor's watch. Which did not even tell the accurate time.
It did.
Okay.
I just needed to
twice
wind
a day.
It.
Yeah.
We saw your Miles, when you posted those Busch Light labels that you guys had on your bottles, she showed me that and she was like, "See, now we have to get married." I was like, ah.
Oh no. I'm sorry.
I know. But they were so cool though. So it's like, shit, that is awesome. But I don't think that we have the clout that Miles does to get that handled for us. So like, it just kind of, maybe we could make one on Etsy or something and we'll just hold on to that.
I mean, really, you just got to make some stickers and slap them on the label, I think is all you got to do. So
yeah, and find you don't online. Need to pay 30 grand for that. You can just, that's like a $10 job there. You get the picture.
And you can still do that at the post party.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're on to a good solution. Take a vacation, elope, you know, if anyone really wants to be there, drop them a pin and, you know, just get on with your life. You know, especially after COVID has given everyone, you know, kind of the Heisman on the big weddings, you know, you got your blockers, you know, it's everyone who got married during COVID was small. So if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Well, and just say, you can even say that, like, oh, we're just really worried about COVID. We don't want to have too big of a wedding.
They're like, so what is this, 2020? What the hell?
You can just say you're really nervous still about
Arizona, I might get punched for that one coming out of here. We kind of skipped over COVID completely.
Well, you got to give them a wink, wink, you know, it's, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But people should understand, you know what I mean? Like, we're not old, but we want to get rocking and rolling on the family stuff and get going. And if we got to spend this money, that eats out our down payment, you know, and getting started with family and everything. If we don't want to do it until after, and this is the whole thing.
Well, I think you found your answer. It's a wham bam, thank you ma'am, elope, head up to the Midwest, have a party, get some stickers online, put them on the labels, and have a good weekend.
I love it.
Yeah,
I think we figured out the rest of your life right here on the Bellied Up podcast. And that's what we do. That's what we do here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And one more thing, the huge hinge, because I'd never been to the Midwest my whole life. And so we went up to Illinois a few times. And the second time we went up to Wisconsin, we went to this bar, if I can give them a shout out, called the Main Street Tap. It's like in the, just above McHenry, right across the border. And I went to my first Fleet Farm, and holy shit, I had never been so happy in my entire life. We don't have anything like that out here. Like, you got to go to like five different stores combined to get a Fleet Farm.
Yeah.
Look
at
that.
Holy shit, boys. I about blew my mind when I walked in there. I was like, we got to move. So all these cities that I'm looking at in Minnesota, I quickly go over to Google Maps and I look at the Fleet Farm locations. And if we ain't got one within 20, 30 minutes, then it's off the list.
Yeah. There. Smart man.
Says a man at Home Depot right now. Yeah. That's, by the way, how are those tools looking? Do you get those air fresheners ever? Or air filters?
No, I ran back into the truck as soon as you guys picked up because I didn't want to be screaming and yelling in the middle of the Home Depot. I'm kind of an animated guy on the phone, and I don't want to accidentally slap someone in the face with my hand.
Well, so, I love it, man.
Yeah.
This is great. I'm glad we could help you out if we did help you out. And, have fun browsing in the hardware store, and good luck. Hopefully you find a nice spot in the Midwest.
Thank you, boys. Tell your folks I says hi.
All right. Watch for deer.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye now. Good for him. We just saved him a ton of money.
That guy has got his head on right.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I say all this. I don't mean to take anything away from your wedding. It was a beautiful time.
No, I've fully understood time. That I spent money that could have been spent otherwise. But you know what? All I was trying to do is give my wife the wedding that she truly wanted. It sounds like his wife wants to elope, so that works for them. Oh,
that's so romantical.
Yeah.
God. Oh, it's getting dusty in here, folks.
Hopefully she hears this, then otherwise this is a waste.
Yeah.
This
All right. Well, you know. Let's take another caller. Yeah. There we go. One more caller.
Well, Charlie, I just got back from Hayward, Wisconsin at the Lumberjack Games.
I was going to say they have the Lumberjack Games up there. How was it? Did you run on a log?
I was going to invite you, but we didn't have enough room in the hotel room, so I figured you wouldn't want to come.
Miles, you know the rules. There's always enough room in your hotel room.
We could have cuddled up together, I suppose.
Yeah.
But you know what made me? You're in the heart of Wisconsin in Hayward.
Yeah.
You know what made me want to do?
What's that?
Chop some wood and suck back some tippy cow.
Chop some wood. Yeah, it does have that effect on you, doesn't it? And there is no better concoction after you're chopping wood than...
Watching people run on logs, I was like, I got a hankering for some tippy cow, so I'm glad we got some here today.
Tip it on back.
We're tipping it on back.
With the tippy cow.
And did you know, Charlie, that tippy cow is made with real Wisconsin cows?
Oh, I knew. That's why I'm tipping it on back.
I drove by some cows on my way there, and I was like... Can't wait for them to be to be tippy cow.
Did you tip your hat to them?
I tipped my hat to the future tippy cows.
Heck yeah. Say, I like what's in your teats.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an official tippy cow statement.
Heck yeah.
New slogan. So
bang, bang, boom.
Tip it on back.
Tip it on back with the tippy cow.
Hello, who do we got?
Oh, hey there. This is on. Noah from Michigan. My wife's here with me, Lily.
Noah from Michigan, and you're sitting there with your wife, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep, we're going out to dinner.
And what's your wife's name?
Lily.
Lily. Got it. Noah and Lily.
Hi.
Hey, how are you guys? Are you guys in the car right now?
We are in the car.
Okay. All right. A little date night. Good for you guys.
No surprise date night. She thought she'd treat me tonight, so I said, what the hey?
Wait, say that again?
She said she'd treat me tonight, so I was like, hey, what the hey?
All right. Get after it. I like it. Whoa. All right. Belly on up to the bar with us. What's on your mind?
Well, we just started recently. And we're wondering what kind of tips you guys could give us, so maybe do's or don'ts, or what could go in, or what are the needs of a Midwest kitchen?
A Midwest kitchen.
So you're remodeling is what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you're remodeling your kitchen. You're remodeling your Midwest kitchen. What needs to go in it?
So
Well, Lily over here says that it's a little too dark and depressing.
Well, that sounds like a Midwest kitchen, honestly. I think you're off to a good start.
Is there a lot of cherry oak cabinets in there?
What's that?
Is there a lot of cherry oak cabinets in there?
No, they're dark brown wood. She wants like a teal.
Ooh. Well, splash of color, yeah. Charlie.
There you go. A teal backsplash? Is that what we're thinking? Or are you going to paint all your cabinets teal?
No, we're thinking going cheap for now and painting them.
Oh, okay.
They're in good shape, so you know, we don't want them to go to waste.
Okay.
Just, you know,
DIY then. This is a DIY.
Oh yeah, DIYer.
DIY deal. I like it. Well, first thing I'm gonna say you need to make sure you have is a big enough cabinet for all your Tupperware. And by Tupperware, I mean your used Cool Whip and butter containers, okay? There's going to be a lot of leftovers that need to get going, and you got to give people some Tupperware to take on the road. Otherwise, it's going to spoil in your fridge.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because every time I open the cupboard where the Tupperware is stored, now that all of it spills right out because there's not enough room.
Yeah, yep. You got lids and containers everywhere. It's a mess. Another thing you're going to need is you're going to need a good spot to store all of your hand-knitted kitchen towels that you get from relatives. I don't know about you guys, but once a Christmas, I get one from my aunt. I used to get it from my grandma, a little hand-knitted towel that you throw on the stove, maybe one on the fridge, maybe one draped over the where the sink is. You're going to need some spots for some hand-knitted towels from the relatives.
Yeah, very, very true. I don't know if we even own one from the store.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
No, No, they all come from various locations. It's a true hodgepodge. You're also going to want to have a bulletin board by the refrigerator so you can hang up all the other Christmas cards that you don't have room for on the refrigerator, yet you feel guilty about throwing out immediately.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yep.
Now, one thing that's maybe not a traditional thing that I've always wanted in my kitchen, and maybe someday I'll have it, is you have your regular fridge, but then you should have a mini fridge in there just for beer, is what I would do.
Yeah. Very good. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to find one for the garage, actually. Well, I get that one first.
The more, the merrier.
Yep.
And if you're looking for a garage fridge, you got to be only looking on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, or rummage through your uncle's old shit. He's got to have an extra one laying around.
And maybe start with that one, because he'll probably give you a better deal on it. But don't let him know that you want it. You got to frame it up to him like, you know, if you want to get rid of this thing, I know someone who might want it. And then you just take it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
what is Lily looking for in the kitchen?
Lily, what do you want?
I just want something that makes me happy. I don't want to be depressed when I walk into the kitchen. Because as I told my husband, the kitchen is my office.
Okay. Ah. All right.
Well, if it's your office, I'm glad you're having a heavy hand designing it. Now, do you guys have kids or no?
We got one baby.
You got one baby. Okay. Well, here's a tip for you. I'd like a nice big sink situation there. Dual sink, one for washing, one for drying. Because one of the greatest joys you'll have as a parent is saying, you got to do the dishes tonight. And then when they try putting stuff in the dishwasher, say, nope, dishwasher's broken. Do them by hand. Yep. My dad loved doing that. And the dishwasher was not broken.
Our dishwasher is practically brand new, but we never use it.
Because you do them by hand?
Do them by hand. That's the only way they're going to get clean.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to say he just uses paper plates.
Well,
Charlie, so she's looking for a kitchen she can go into and just have good vibes. What would help her kitchen feel better when you walk in?
Well, I think a nice liquor cabinet would probably, if you want to feel good when you get in there, let's set the cards in your favor, you know?
So a question, Charlie, where do you store your booze in your kitchen?
Well, everywhere, I suppose.
I suppose you got some up.
Yeah.
I'm big go-to for me is above the fridge.
Above the fridge is a solid place to store, because that way it's out of reach of, you know, the kids, you know? And it's just historically where it's been in my house, too. And make sure you have like a little bar area, too, for the mixing. You got to have your muddler there, you know, your shakers, all that sort of stuff in case you want to get fancy when company comes over.
Oh, OK.
My dream is to be the cocktail dad.
Oh.
Well, then you're going to want to get yourself a Margaritaville machine. Frozen concoctions all summer long.
Miles just got one. He hasn't shut up about this entire podcast.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
It's a great machine. It's a great appliance you're going to want in that kitchen of yours. And I can tell you what, it makes me happy walking into my kitchen, seeing that sucker out on the counter every day.
Even if you don't have one, it's just Pavlov's dog. You just start salivating.
Yep. Anything else you're looking for, Lily? Lily, anything else you're looking for besides good vibes?
Oh, I'm trying to decide if I want to do, like, take the cabinet doors off and let them be open or keep them on. Or do glass cabinet doors.
Well,
doesn't that sound nice?
Well, can I just say this? Sorry, Miles, to jump in. About the glass cabinets, I am hardcore opposed to glass cabinets. That's like having because, you know, look, you got company coming over. How do you clean up the kitchen? You shove everything in the cupboards. If it's glass, it's giving away all your secrets, you know? You know, that's too much pressure right there.
That's like having no door on the master bedroom. You don't want that.
Yeah. That's like, right. That's where you shove everything when they come, you know? Yeah.
Next thing you're going to tell me is you're going to get rid of rugs so you can't sweep anything underneath it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, set yourself up for success here, okay? I will say the open concept, the only way that that works well, it could work out well, despite what I just said, because do you ever walk into the kitchen and every single cupboard's open?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would fix that problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just getting yelled at for not closing the cupboard doors, you don't got to worry about that anymore.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
And also, you know, if you do go with that concept, I do think you embrace it and you really show off what you got. You know, here's the thing, though. You can't have any matching cups in your Midwest kitchen.
Yeah, there's that. And make sure if you're going to have the open concept door, no doors, you got to be buying the nice paper plates. Otherwise, people are going to be like, if you get the flimsy one with the crinkle edges on it, they're going to be like, wow.
Yeah.
But if you got the ones that got the nice flowered pattern around the edge, people are going to be like, these guys no class.
Yeah. It's going to make them feel worse about throwing food out on top of their paper plate because they'll put it face down, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we've thrown out a lot there for you. Make sure you have a deck of cards. Matches and lighters, you know, and have all the a drawer for the grilling stuff, you know, so if they're like, huh, you know, where's my flippers or whatever, you can always just point in the grilling drawer, you know, and then they don't even have to ask.
Yep. And you also got to make sure you got multiple junk drawers.
Several junk drawers. This might be the one of the most important things of a kitchen. A kitchen is not a place to go light on the junk drawers. A lot of junk comes in and out of the kitchen. It's the office, as you said already, Lily, and you got to have, you know, enough for like the bills, the koozies people find, the batteries, you know, that you forget what goes with, the master locks that you lost the key to. All this stuff needs
dried out permanent markers go in there.
Exactly. Everything. The paper clips, you know, everything's got to go somewhere, and that somewhere is the junk drawer.
And another good aesthetic in a good Midwest kitchen is to make sure none of the light bulbs match.
That's true.
You need one that's the fluorescent LED look, and then you got to have the really soft, warm one that's looks like it was pulled from the Prohibition era in a speakeasy. You know, if you have light bulbs matching, you're doing something wrong.
Well, you need that because, and I'll tell you why. Basically, you're always buying the light bulbs on sale. So over time, they're all mismatched. That's just how time and light bulbs work. Because they never last as long as they say they do.
Charlie, how many Midwesterners does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. Let me ask my two brothers. They came over the last time I needed one changed.
however long it takes you to drink a case of beer.
Miles. Hey, that's a knee slapper.
Oh, so what do you guys think? Do you think that you can incorporate some of this into your new kitchen decor?
Oh, I think some of it. Maybe not all of it.
What?
Well, we're definitely getting the margarita.
See?
We converted another one, Charlie.
Miles Glowkey is selling those right now.
I get a royalty.
Yeah.
Can you get those at the Fleet Farm?
Oh, sure.
I'm sure you can get
anything there.
Yeah. Lily, what don't you like that we put through out there?
The several junk drawers. No, we need more. We only got one.
See? Yeah, I hate to say it, Lily. He's right on that, you know.
And it's not even that you need. You do need. But it's more so that you're just going to get another junk drawer at some point. You know what I mean? If you got one, you'll get two. If you got four, you'll get five. It's just the way it goes because one junk drawer fills up, and then you got to get another one because you're not going to clean it out.
No one's got time for that. And while we're on this topic, underneath that big sink you're going to get so you can tell your kids to do the dishes, you're going to want it big underneath the sink because that's where your bag of bags is going.
Bags on bags on bags in there.
And you might get to a point where you have two different bags of bags, you know, different types of bags. So a bag of bags of grocery bags and then a bag of bags of all the other bags.
Well, and there's definitely a distinction. There's the ones that like got a little bit thicker plastic.
Yeah.
Those are your fancy bag of bags, right?
You bring gifts over and those are sending folks home with leftovers.
And then you got the really thin ones that you maybe get from the dollar store or, you know, convenience store of some sort.
Yep.
Those will go in a separate bag of bags. There's a distinction between them.
Because one's for leftovers and the other's for dog crap.
Yeah, I like those thick bags in Menards. I like to stock up on those.
Oh, yeah. You can't throw those away. If you're throwing away a bag, that's a problem.
Yeah. We don't... No.
It's like that piece of wood in your garage. You never know when you're going to need it.
If there's not enough wood in your garage to build at least three other garages, you're doing it wrong.
All right.
Wood in the garage.
Yeah, so yeah. I suppose we'll just send you a bill for our interior design fee.
Yeah, it's not too much. I'm only two beers on mine. Miles, what do you charge?
Yeah, I got 3 to 4. I weigh more than you do. I can put a few more down, so
we'll just call it a case.
That's very doable.
Okay, real good then.
Great.
Well, I, Charlie, I'd like to think another household helped out today.
Another household helped. You know, we're happy to do it. Call us anytime you want more decorations. Okay.
Oh, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, and have fun at dinner.
Oh, we just got some hot nuts. You guys, you got to get over to Dale Z's in Milwaukee. Oh, my God. These nuts are hot and good. They are hot, and I'm bothered.
I love having hot nuts in my mouth.
Wow. They got almonds, pistachios, chestnuts.
This is better hot.
Cashews.
Well, guys, I hope you have fun at dinner. I can't wait to, send us a picture of the newly remodeled kitchen when you get it done.
Oh, yeah, we'll do. I'll send it over in about 2-3 years.
Sounds about right.
That's a reasonable timeline. We wouldn't expect any faster.
Right on time. All right, well, you guys
exactly.
Enjoy your date night. And, hey, watch out for deer on your way to the restaurant, okay?
All right,
we'll do. Bye bye now.
That is a classic I'm getting to it situation that they're about to embark on.
Yep.
It is going to be, all right, let's paint the cabinets, and they're going to take all the doors off, and then they'll be like, you know what? I was going to paint the doors, but let's just go with the open concept, and then let's just get rid of these doors or stack them in the garage somewhere.
It's going to go through several evolutions before they're happy, and it's never really going to be quite done.
You know, my mom always said a good house is never done, Charlie.
Your mom's a smart gal.
She is.
Well, Miles, that about does it for us here today. We've got some hot nuts and...
good vibes.
Good hot nuts and good vibes here on the Bellied Up Podcast. Folks, make sure you get out to Dale Z's in Milwaukee. Check it out. It's a fantastic bar. And
play some pickleball.
Play some pickleball and do me a favor. Make sure you tip your bartender.
We'll see you in the next one, guys. Love you.